It's the Breakfast Bus.
With Alana.
Who's ready to party?
And Nico.
Let's get this party started.
On the new Camel at 107.9.
This may be the ultimate Tell Us Something Good Tuesday. Something amazing happened to one of the Camel Nation.
Merv.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you? What a remarkable 72 hours you must have had.
It was kind of crazy. It's still one of those things you pinch yourself to make sure you realize that it actually happened. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Okay, now for people who don't know the story, tell us what happened to you guys.
Well, Lee Bryce had out on his website. He's got this new song called Rumor.
Uh-huh.
And, there's a rumor going around. Might as well make it true. So he asked people to do short videos of a rumor, something about themselves or him or whatever. And then he'd look at all those videos that came in, and he'd make some of them come true. So my wife and I put a video up and said, hey, we're celebrating our 35 years of being married. And, hey, Lee, we're going to be in town, at the Phoenix Open. And the rumor is he's coming to our house to sing some songs and help us celebrate. So I put that video on his website. And then, believe it or not, we got a phone call last week. And Lee Bryce picked your video, and I went, yeah, right. And then we got a phone call and said, hey, Lee's landing. He's going to come over to your house tonight. And we're like, yeah, sure, okay, whatever. And then we get a phone call at about, 7:30 or something, and says, hey, this is Lee Bryce. And I go, who? I go, no way. And someone got a doorbell ring, and there was Lee Bryce.
That's amazing.
Now, did your wife go into, like, ultra cleaning mode? Because I know when I even have friends that say, oh, we're going to stop by, I'm like, oh, my God, we got to get the kitchen clean.
Oh, yeah. It was clean. It was cooked. We had people coming over. So it was all that stuff. And, of course, you didn't want to tell anybody that this actually happened because you weren't for sure that it was.
Right.
But when we got that one phone call that said, he's coming tonight, she's cleaning, cooking, calling people, come on over, you wouldn't believe you.
Man, you guys are going to be buzzing on this high for weeks.
He was such a nice guy. This guy is so down to earth and just your best friend kind of thing. And came in, greeted everyone, make sure he talked to everybody, signed whatever you wanted to have signed. Wow. And then he says, after he did that, he says, where you got a guitar? Yeah. Where you got a place we can go? Sure. So we go outside and we all sit around the fire and he starts playing songs, and everybody's kind of like a sing-along. He sang three songs for us, which is really awesome. And last one being Rumors. And he says, come on, it's a party. Let's go. If you all know the words, let's sing. And so we started singing, and it was surreal, man. He hugged everybody and said goodbye to everybody, signed some more stuff. Heck, he was signing the back of phones. He was signing hats, guitars. He was signing whatever you wanted to have signed.
Adore this story. Well, thank you for taking some time to check in with us. Before we let you go, what is the secret to being married for 35 years?
She's always right.
Good man. Good man, Murph.